Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hello and welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand. I am an internet marketing expert, award-winning SEO blogger, and you can find more information about me at GloriaRand.com, and that's Gloria, R-A-N-D.com. I am so delighted that you are here today because actually for the next couple of days, I want to talk about Facebook and how you can get your message out to more of your followers on Facebook. Because I tell you, the one thing that I know that frustrates a lot of small business owners right now is the fact that in the last, maybe it's almost been 2 years now, Facebook has been gradually changing their algorithm and, well, maybe not gradually, but actually changed their algorithm so that your followers, very few of them ever see your information in their newsfeed. Facebook really wants you to spend money on advertising, and I don't blame them. They are a publicly traded company, and they want to make money, right? I mean, we're all in business to make money, right? So definitely advertising is a good way to do it. And in a future podcast, I'll probably get into sharing some tips with you about how to advertise. But if you're on a limited budget and you want to be able to reach your followers organically without having to spend money on ads, there are some ways to do it. So what I'm going to do is over the next few episodes, I'm going to share with you several different ways that you can do that. Now, before we delve into the first one, I just want to let you know, just to try to explain a little bit more about how reach is created on Facebook. So Facebook defines reach as the number of unique Facebook users who see your updates. So if you want to be able to see your page's reach, the best place to do that is to go to your Facebook Insights and look at your page's reach report, and then you'll be able to see hopefully that your reach is improving over time. And reach is usually influenced by one or more of the following actions: the content you actually post on your Facebook page, the actions that Facebook users take on that update, whether that's liking, commenting, or sharing it, and also how you are sending visitors to that update using your own marketing channels. So for instance, if you're linking to a specific Facebook update in your email marketing newsletter, that also falls within organic reach. And, because then otherwise the Facebook ads are what Facebook calls paid reach. So let's dive right into it, because I want to share about probably five different strategies with you, in today's podcast. So I don't want to keep you forever. So I want to get right into it and go through this. So the first one, and is one you've probably heard before, but it bears repeating. And that is to create a content strategy, because your fans aren't just going to share a post because they see it in the newsfeed. They're going to share it because it's useful and it's interesting to them. So it's real important to come up with a strategy, and this is something that I work with clients, is coming up with like an editorial calendar and figuring out what types of content you want to post when. And then that's going to help you. And actually in some other podcast episodes in the future, probably, maybe in the next week or so, I want to talk to you about a couple new tools that I've been using, lately that will help you in this content strategy. Okay. So that's number one. Second one is to know when your fans are online, because, and I have preached this before, because it's not going to do you any good to post content on Facebook if you're posting at a time when your fans aren't even there. So this is, again, to be able to, because every business is a little bit different. Some people, it might be good for you to be able to put a lot of content after traditional business hours, like 9 to 5. So you might want to post early morning, evening. Other times you might want to go ahead and post things during the day. So one way to be able to help you out with this is to look at your Facebook Insights. And if you click on posts, there's this very cool graphic that is out there, and it will show you kind of when your fans are on Facebook. So that way you can ensure the maximum reach for your posts. Okay. So that's number two. Number three is you do want to pay attention to post frequency. I've dealt with clients or even talking to small business owners in the past, and they get frustrated because they're not seeing any results from Facebook. But then when I ask them how often they're posting, they're like, oh, you know, well, maybe every couple times a week. It's like, oh, no. You really need to post at least once a day. And probably even, you can even do two or three times a day. What I would recommend to you to do is to experiment. You should, you know, maybe do it like for about 3 weeks, just post once a day, then maybe try upping it to three times. And then see if that's maybe too much or, you know, and then maybe you can back off to twice a day. But if by doing at least two to three times a day, this gives you an opportunity to put a variety of posts out there. So keep that in mind. Okay. So that was number three. Number four is to let people post content on your Facebook page. When Facebook users post updates on your page or mention your page, their friends are going to see that activity in the newsfeed, and that is important viral reach. So that's absolutely the best case scenario. Now, if you are worried about spam or negative content being posted on your page, don't worry, because you can configure your page to block content that contains specific keywords or profanity. So again, it's when you go into, when you can edit your page, there is a section under there where you can go ahead and do that. So you can make sure that you can block that out. All right, number five. This is going to be the last one we're going to talk about today. The last one is to host a Caption This contest. And this is a really great way to be able to get a whole bunch of comments, a whole bunch of comments on your Facebook page, which again then creates a flood of viral reach. So if you can find a cool picture, you know, an interesting thing, and then ask people to do that, that's great. And what you could do, of course, is ideally is you want to be able to give something away. So maybe you could give away a copy of a book or maybe a gift certificate or something, maybe a discount off of your products or services, something like that. Just make sure it's useful and relevant to your community. So let me recap this first five. So we said the first one was to create a content strategy. Number two is know when your fans are online. Number three, pay attention to post frequency. You've got to experiment and see what's that sweet spot that works for your page. Number four, let people post content on your Facebook page. And number five, host a Caption This contest. Okay, so that's going to do it for this time. Now, if you would like to actually check out my Facebook page, I invite you to do that. You can connect with me there. You can like my Facebook page. It would be awesome. And share some experiences. Maybe you've had some ideas of how you've had good results with Facebook. I would love to have you share that with my community. But have you join my community. So where you can do that is you can go to facebook.com/GloriaRand and you will see my Facebook page. And I would love to have you connect with me. And also make sure if you do comment on my Facebook page, use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed. That's WRITE, remember, because we're talking about writing and writing your message. So use that hashtag, and that way I know for sure that you were listening to the podcast. And if you did get some value out of this podcast today, I also invite you to please subscribe. You can subscribe on iTunes. I'm also on Stitcher Radio, so I'd love to have you do that. And if you would be so kind as to leave me a review on either of those two places, that would be awesome as well. And I think then that's going to do it for this time. Now, if you tune in to the next episode, again, I'm going to cover five more areas of how you can improve your newsfeed reach on Facebook. So I hope you will tune in next time. So again, make sure you subscribe. That way you're not going to miss it. Okay? And until then, as always, I am wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.